Good morning. The first item under old business today is change of zone application 1896 filed on behalf of Fenwick Commons LLC. At your December 17th meeting, you did hold a public hearing for this application. You deferred for further consideration. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on November 14th. At that time, they deferred for further consideration, but they did make a recommendation December 12th. They did recommend approval of the change of zone from AR1 to MR for reasons 1 through 7.
Mr. Moore?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Vice President. An ordinance amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an MR medium density residential district for a certain parcel of land lying being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 13.33 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 7.
So do we have a motion for that change of zone?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. So there's no discussion after that, right?
You can have discussion.
If there's any discussion that anybody wants to have before we vote on the change of zone? I'll call for the vote. Mr. Riley, it's in your district.
My district, so I get to go first.
You get to go first.
I'm just off the hook. I will vote yes and support this on the recommendations offered by planning and zoning.
Mr. Wilson, for the reasons stated by planning and zoning?
Amen.
Right, so you're okay with the planning and zoning's recommendation? Mr. Hudson?
I also vote yes based on the reasons and conditions given by planning and zoning, but I want to add that in letter M of the conditions.
This is change of zone.
Okay,
zone.
Sorry. Okay.
Yep. Are you in for what is your vote?
Yes.
Yes.
I vote yes. Based on the reasons given by planning and zoning.
My vote is in favor based on planning and zoning's recommendation.
Thank you. The next item is the conditional use number 2197 filed on behalf of Fenwick Commons. It's a conditional use for multifamily for 52 duplex units. County Council held a public hearing on the 17th of December. It deferred for further consideration. The Planning Commission had made a recommendation of approval for reasons 1 through 9 and conditions 10A through O.
Mr. Moore?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President.
Mr. Vice President.
You're seating as the president today. I elevated your status. An ordinance granted conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for a multifamily 62 duplex units to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 13.33 acres more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 9 with conditions 10A through O. And I do know that Mr. Riley has discussed with me a possible two amendments to a couple of those conditions.
And is there a motion to adopt?
You would want to, before you amend. Adopt it, you would want to hear any of the motions for the amendments.
Okay. Mr. Riley, you have something.
We ought to offer two amendments. One was that the, perhaps you could read that.
Sure. Mr. Riley had suggested that condition G at the end where it reads the landscape plan shall also include landscaping along the property's entire 54-foot frontage and add, which shall include trees to screen the view from Route 54.
That was the first one, so we vote on that separately?
Yes.
I'll offer that as a motion.
As a motion. Is there a second on the change in that condition?
Second.
There's a motion and a second on adding a landscape buffer to the number M.
To include trees on, that's on G.
To include trees. There's a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Anybody want to talk about this? So we'll call for the vote.
Wait a minute. On the board here.
What board are you talking about?
What are we voting on? Let's see a picture of the
picture of the man.
I'll bring it up.
Okay. be a half hour doing this.
You need one of these things, you just talk in, get right. It's advertised on TV now. Just talk in, it comes up.
So what's your question on this, now that you see the map?
I just looked at the area.
Okay, so your motion is for the conditional use to have a planted forested buffer along the yellow line along 54?
Yes, it already had indicated that there shall include landscape along the entire Route 54 frontage, and Mr. Riley wanted to include in that, which shall include trees to screen the view on Route 54.
Right, to improve the, the screening.
But there would be a planted buffer also around Sandy. You have to have a planted buffer around the site anyways, and you're adding trees into the one on 54.
Right, that's correct.
Anybody else have any questions? I'll call for a vote on that particular amendment to the conditions. Mr. Riley?
I vote yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
I vote yes on Mr. Riley's amendments.
I vote in favor of Mr. Riley's amendment on number O.
And the other potential amendment that he had requested is on condition L at the end. Add the verbiage, the ditch on the property shall be cleaned and maintained pursuant to Sussex Conservation District guidance and standards.
This came out of our discussions at the public hearing, and so we just want to formalize it.
Is it a tax ditch?
Yes.
Yes.
It's a tax ditch? Well, they need to take care of it anyway.
But this is going to be the developer I have to take care of this upon prepping the site, correct, Mr. Moore?
The condition, he wanted to, as he indicated, confirm basically what was represented at the hearing and to make sure that it was properly maintained and cleaned out as part of this development process.
Are we going to override the tax managers?
No.
No?
It would be working with them to make sure it is properly maintained. And that's with the conservation district.
I don't see no big deal by changing anything in it, really.
Well, it says, Mr. Wilson, pursuant to Sussex Conservation District guidance and standards.
And we saw a picture of the ditch, and it's pretty hairy in there.
Pretty hairy?
Yeah.
Overgrown.
It's overgrown.
Overgrown. I had to find the word you said, hairy.
Yeah. Well, so I'll take a vote on Mr. Riley's change.
You need
has
a second.
Has there been a motion and a second?
Yeah.
So I will make that motion that we... according to the verbiage that
get rid of that hairy
counselor's
ditch.
Offered.
Get rid of that hairy ditch. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
So there's a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Any need for more clarity on what needs to be done in cooperation with the Sussex Conservation District? So I'll call for the vote on that. Mr. Hudson? Or Mr. Riley?
I vote yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes to amend the thing as stated by Mr. Moore.
Okay. If there were no more amendments, then I will reread the short title as amended for it to be a vote. And ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for multifamily 62 duplex units to be located on certain parts of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 13.33 acres more or less, for reasons given by planning zoning 1 through 9 with conditions 10A through O as amended by council.
Is there a motion on that?
I will make that motion.
There a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion? Great, I'll call for the vote. Mr. Riley?
And I will vote yes based on the recommendations of planning zoning as listed by our counselor.
What's our conditions?
Mm-hmm.
What's the condition?
Conditions of planning zoning.
Mr. Hudson?
I vote yes based on the reasons and conditions given by planning zoning, but I would like to add that in condition M, as far as I know, there are no relatives of mine buried in Hudson Cemetery.
Great.
So
you can go visit anyway.
Mr. Wilson?
I vote yes on recommendations of planning and zoning.
I vote yes in, with the changes, we've made, and no, the changes that we've made and planning and zoning's recommendation. Motion carries 4-0.
Thank you.
I'll turn this over to Mr. Moore for introduction of proposed zoning ordinance.
Yes, thank you. We have several. We have eight today. The first one is in Mr. Hudson's district. There is no 911 address available. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district for a food truck to be operated for a period exceeding 3 days to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.115 acre more or less.
I'll introduce it.
The next one is in Mr. Riley's district, and its 911 address is 37116 and 37124 Lighthouse Road, Selbyville. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for professional offices to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.56 acres more or less.
I'll introduce it.
The next one is in Mr. Burton's district, and its 911 address is 20366 Hopkins Road, Lewis. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for home remodeling and repair services, storage repair and maintenance, light building material and storage, and general office for quality care homes and managers' residence to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 3.57 acres more or less.
I'll introduce it.
And the next one is in Mr. Vincent's district, and the 911 address is 20871 San Filippo Road, Bridgeville. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for storage of utilities, equipment, and vehicles to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Seaford 100, Sussex County, containing 6.16 acres more or less.
I'll introduce it.
The next one is in Mr. Wilson's district, and its 911 address is 10321 Greentop Road, Lincoln. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a small machine shop to be located on certain parts of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 0.76 acre more or less.
I'll introduce it.
And the next one is in Mr. Hudson's district, no 911 address available. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a medium density residential district and a CR1 commercial residential district to a MRRPC medium density residential district residential plan community for certain parcels of land lying and being Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 43.463 acres more or less.
I'll introduce it.
And the last, no, it's not the last one. Next last one is in Mr. Hudson's district as well. 911 address is 31434 Railway Road, Ocean View. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for multifamily 200 units to be located on certain parcels of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 48.36 acres more or less.
I'll introduce it.
And now the last one. In Mr. Wilson's district, 911 address is 17471 Whitetail Lane, Georgetown. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a borrow pit to be located on certain parts of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 220.38 acres more or less.
I'll introduce it.
That is all, Mr. Vice President.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Moore. Council member comments. Are there anybody on council that would like to talk about anything?
I think you've done a great job.
Great. I'll ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second, Mr. Wilson. We are adjourned.